Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I am so excited about today's show, and I'm going to get straight to it. I'm going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we will get on with the show. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the great and awesome God that you are, for your amazing grace given to all of us who were held captive by our own sins, and you set us free. Thank you for your love that we can see this world with a clarity that abounds and sometimes scares us, but we know you are always with us. I ask that you place your hedge of protection around our president and vice president, their administrations, and their team fighting this war over COVID-19. Grant them wisdom, strength, and discernment in all matters. Give them the ability to see all and to make decisions as best they can with the knowledge you have given them. Thank you for the doctors and the nurses and the scientists who are on board to help us combat this enemy that brings death. We know we are in a broken world. A disease is just a part of that world. But you are the great healer, and we thank you, Father. Please use CSC Talk Radio. May I only bring truth and hope and encouragement to all America that we are one. We battle many things. Your word tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is for these battles, and for such a time as this, that we pray to you for guidance and strength and wisdom. And I pray that I will show your love in all things to all people. Amen. You can call me sheltered, or naive, or just plain ignorant. But when I heard our guest, who is Bob Woodson, on Mark Levin, on his show Life, Liberty, and Levin a few weeks ago, he opened my eyes to several things. Now, Bob Woodson is the founder, the center of, in 1981, he founded the Woodson Center to help residents of low-income neighborhoods address the problems of their communities. A former civil rights activist, he has headed the National Urban League Department of Criminal Justice, I can't get my tongue to work today, and has been a resident fellow of the American Enterprise Foundation for Public Policy Research, referred to by many as godfather of the neighborhood empowerment movement. For more than four decades, Woodson has had a special concern for the problems of youth. In response to an epidemic of youth violence that has afflicted urban, rural, and suburban neighborhoods alike, Woodson has focused much on the Woodson Center activities on an initiative to establish violence-free zones in troubled schools and neighborhoods throughout this nation. He is an early MacArthur Genius awardee and the recipient of the 2008 Bradley Prize, the Presidential Citizens Award, and in 2008 the Social Entrepreneurship Award from the Manhattan Institute. I reached out to Bob after watching his interview with Mark Levin. While I was impressed, I was also educated with facts that I just didn't know or just hadn't given a deep thought to. While I have realized there is a sinister agenda to keeping our poor poor and using them for political purposes, I had never heard of the 1619 New York Times effort. Defining a nation and its people over an era or an era in time is wrong, and it's damaging, and it's discouraging. In that, I thank you, Bob, for pointing this out to us all and exposing what's happening. And I thank you for helping so many rise above this stigma and to realize and know that this nation and its people still believe in the words of this document. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I believe in one nation under God. And I thank you, Bob, for all that you have done. And I appreciate you taking time to be with me today. How are you doing today? You doing well?
I'm just fine. Yes, I feel blessed to be here and am inspired by your opening prayer. That's how we should start every day.
Well, you know, I just felt the Lord tap on my shoulders. I was doing what a lot of conservatives were doing and kind of poking fun at Pelosi for saying I pray for the president every day. And God just kind of tapped me on the shoulder and when I was doing that, he said, you know, you need to be doing that. So since September 26th, I have opened every show with prayer. I feel our nation needs it, and we need it right now. We need encouragement. And I was so encouraged by your interview on Mark, our Mark show, that, you know, I knew these things were going on, but you just put them in a different perspective, a different light that I could see and appreciate so much more what you're doing. I didn't even know about it. I just have to confess, I'm naive and ignorant. I live right smack dab in the middle of this nation, one of those flyover states. This one happens to be Missouri. And sometimes we're oblivious to what's going on other places, even though everybody is our brother and our sister and we should be concerned. Sometimes we don't pay attention. So I want you to tell us, and I've kind of talked the first segment away, but I want you to tell us about this 1619 effort that the New York Times put out.
Well, what the New York Times did, they issued a series of about 20 to 25 essays that was organized by Nicole Hannah-Jones, who is a black journalist with them. And essentially what these 1619 projects, they're trying to rewrite American history. They're saying that America's birth date is not 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, but 1619. That was the day that 20 African slaves arrived off the shores of Virginia. And these writers go on to say that because of the arrival of slavery in America and the fact that the Declaration of Independence was written by some of the signers who were slave owners, it means that not only that the document, because of slavery and that owners who owned slaves were responsible for penning that, therefore the declaration is flawed, and therefore it is built on the country is defined by a false premise. And so they said America is defined by racism. It's in their DNA, in essence, that all whites are culpable and privileged, and all blacks are forever the victims, and the only answer is reparations. And I found that to be just a horrible analysis. So what I did was I organized a group of black scholars, and not only black scholars, but primarily black scholars, because I think the left is trying to weaponize race, and it's important for other black Americans to stand up and say they do not represent all blacks. And so we have organized 1776 to refute what they're saying.
I don't think anyone should be ashamed of their color. You know, they kind of point at us little white people and say we should be ashamed. But, you know, I'm not proud of what happened in this nation or any other nation. Slavery has not been a respecter of persons or nations. It has been everywhere, and it's because it's evil, but it's been there. I mean, it's just, I'm not trying to put it down. I just know that it exists. It still exists, and people ignore it today.
It's a birth defect.
It still exists.
It's a birth defect.
You got that right. It is a birth defect.
Who wants to be defined? I tell people, who wants to be defined by the worst we've ever done when we were teenagers?
Oh, and I sure don't.
And none of us do, and nor should a nation. And nor should we be defined by our birth defect. We should be defined by the totality of our life. I mean, every time the Apostle Paul wrote anything, we say, yeah, but you used to be Saul.
We're going into a break. Hang on to that. I love that. Hang on to that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We believe in equality, and we believe in helping one another. It doesn't matter who we are. We're Americans, and that's what we do, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm very excited about today's guest because we have a message, and the message is love, and the message is encouraging, because we the people are one people. Yet we've had people trying to divide us for years and years, and Bob got tired of it, I think. He started doing something about it. You know, to tell, for the New York Times or anyone to say, well, this is in your DNA and this is the way you are. You know, a lot of people like to define their sin that way. Well, I was born this way, so this is the way I am and I can't change. But that's not encouraging, and that's not hope and truth, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, that's like defining our faith by the crucifixion.
Yes.
You know, there were millions of people and thousands of people crucified, but only one who was resurrected. So the story of Jesus is resurrection, and that should be for all of us as a nation. So what? But what's really poisonous about what the left is doing is they're taking these essays that denigrate the country and weaponize race, and they have turned it into curriculum that is going to be taught in 3,000 schools, particularly in high, low-performing schools among black kids. The Pulitzer Association is taking these essays and turning them into curriculum, and they're going to be taught in our schools. In other words, the low-income black communities are already in crisis because of self-inflicted wounds of violence and out-of-wedlock births. Are being convinced that their condition is caused not by their own choices or values, but by a forces of white supremacy that is external. And nothing is worse than giving someone a good excuse for failing. And that's what's so dangerous about this.
Well,
and so what
nobody...
we are going to...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
No, but we are going to counter it by not just challenging in debate, but we're going to show them by example that slavery never defined the plight of Black America, that we had people born slaves who died millionaires. Only in America is the only nation in the world that ever had an Emancipation Proclamation. We're the only nation that ever fought a war to end slavery. That's what's unique about us.
Wow, that is so...
And this is what we need to educate our children.
You know, you told the story, and I cannot remember her name, about the Black woman that had been freed, and then she became a midwife, and did very well as a midwife. Can you tell that story to my listeners?
Biddy Mason was a Black woman who was born in Mississippi and was given as a gift by a friend when she was 18. Her master moved from Mississippi to Salt Lake City. He was a Mormon, and she walked behind the wagon for 1,000 miles. She had 3 children by him, tending to the sheep. And when she got to Salt Lake City, they then moved to Los Angeles, and it was a free state. Therefore, she was freed, and she was a midwife, and she began to deliver children. She was herbalist, too. And for 10 years, she saved her money. She made like $1.50 a day. She saved her money, purchased some land downtown, which is downtown Los Angeles today, built a facility, moved in, and began to build different facilities, and she became a philanthropist. She fed people in times of disasters. She founded the AME Church, and when she died, she had a net worth of about $6 million in today's dollars.
Isn't that
amazing?
Only
in America can you have a situation like this.
Well, and I've often wondered, they keep telling us how horrible we are, but if we're such a bad nation, such a horrible people, why are they risking life and limb to cross these borders and get over here?
People of color are risking their lives to get to America, and this is the big lie of 1619. And so what we're going to do, though, is that we're telling stories. There are hundreds of stories of Biddy Masons that people who achieved in the face of oppression and triumphed over hardship. I mean, that's what resurrection and redemption is all about. And America is a place that fosters redemption, renewal, and uplift. This is the history of America. When Blacks were refused hotels, we built our own. We had our own medical schools. We even built our own railroad when we were denied access. And so this is the history that Black and white America needs to be told, not just to talk about slavery and discrimination.
But what came after? Because I think, you know, we do know there's prejudice. Prejudice exists in the world, and unfortunately we can't legislate it away. But there's so many success stories that we are not told, we do not hear. And it was so amazing to me when you told the story about this woman and what she did. And, you know, so many times, even now, it doesn't matter what color you are, but if you don't have, I'm going to speak from a woman's point of view here, you don't have a husband and you've had several children, who's going to take care of you? And a lot of people, they look to the government to take care of them instead of to bring themselves out of this place they've got. They've been put in, whether it was by their own choices or somebody else's evil. You know, we can rise above those things. It's difficult, but we can do it. And I think, you know, if we just keep telling them, oh, poor somebody, you know, you just need to, we'll help you, you just stay right where you are, well, then that's what they do. They stay right there. They don't ever get to do better. And that's
people
what you're
doing.
People
are motivated to change. Yeah, people are motivated to improve themselves when they're shown victories that are possible. Not constantly reminding of failures to be avoided. I'd say it's just like the coach saying to their players, well, they're bigger than we are. They beat us before. They're better equipped. The referees are against us. So get out there and do your best. What kind of coach would do that?
Well, that was quite a pep talk. As a high school cheerleader, I probably wouldn't have gone very far with that one.
Exactly. That's right. But that's exactly what 1619 is saying to Black America, particularly low-income Blacks, that, you know, the deck is stacked against you. And that's a lethal message. And so what we're doing at 1776 is that we are going to develop curriculum. We're going to be developing videos that give inspirational and aspirational examples of people both past and present who are achieving against the odds. They are redeeming not only themselves, but they're revitalizing their communities. And so we hope to just inspire people to counter this negative message coming from 1619. And we're picking up a lot of support. If people want to learn about us or support us, they can go to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com and look at our website and see our press conference that we had and some of the marvelous stories of members of our group that have overcome tremendous odds and prevailed in the and practiced redemption.
And since everybody's home, they have plenty of time to do this. So just go look at 1776unites.com.
Yes.
If you just do a search on Bob Woodson, you'll get him up right away, and you'll get straight to this website. But you'll also bring his interview up with Mark Levin, which I encourage everyone to watch. I really don't like promoting other talk show hosts, but I think he's okay, so I'll promote him. But it was just inspiring to me. I have to confess, I've watched it 2.5 times because you inspired me so much, and you know, I've often wondered. And are you going to get to stay with us, or do you have to leave?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I want
to
ask.
To go.
Okay, I want to ask you a loaded question. It's something that I have. You have no place to go. I guess we're all in that boat, aren't we? I want to ask a question, and we're going to head into the break here real shortly. So it's not one that I necessarily prepared you for, but I wanted to ask because I am pro-life. I believe in life. I raised 5 sons, and I survived. And I have 3 of them that are in the ministry, one who's in law enforcement and one who's in construction. I would say he went to Jesus's occupation. But I've often wondered why so many people in this nation have fallen for the lies of Margaret Sanger. And I want you to maybe speak to that, if you could, when we come back, if
sure.
you're willing to do that.
All right.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We want to be encouraging. We want you to know it doesn't matter where you are right now in your life. You know, things can always be better, and they will be better. So get your hopes up. Maybe get on your knees. And as I always say, we'll bring America home. And Bob and Beth Ann will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public. public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're trying to bring some hope and some encouragement, and we've had a few chuckles today, and we need that. Laughter is healing, and America is right now, they're hurting, and they're going stir crazy as if winter wasn't bad enough. They've told us to stay inside a little longer, and hopefully that's going to be over here, and we're going to see the light, and Easter's going to be the day we all get out. Bob, I ask you kind of a sad question. It really has always bothered me. It's always been a pain in my heart as to why so many in America, all colors, have bought into the lies of Margaret Sanger. And we have sacrificed so many children in this nation. And I just kind of wanted your opinion on that.
Well, again, looking at a historical perspective, no group in America has been more pro-life than as Black Americans. One of our scholars looked at the records of six major plantations at the end of slavery and found that 75% of those slave households had a man and a woman raising children. Mm. A man and a woman raising children. And that tradition continued throughout 100 years in the 1930 to 1940, when the country was undergoing a depression, the unemployment rate was 25% for whites, 40% for blacks. Black Americans had the highest marriage rate of any other group in America. Highest marriage rate. Elderly people could walk safely in their communities. And this continues up until 1962. 85% of black households had a man and woman raising. But that all changed in the 60s when the Civil Rights Movement and also the liberal scholars, Cloud and Piven at the Columbia University School of Social Work, to be very brief, what they said is that we have to show the contradictions of capitalism, and one of the ways we can do it is separate work from income with the welfare programs and poverty programs. So there was a concerted effort to convince black Americans that welfare was preferable to two-parent families. But they couldn't just do it with policy pronouncement. The government actively recruited blacks into the welfare system. The stigma was removed that existed prior to that. And as a consequence of these forces of welfare, millions of blacks flooded into the welfare system in their 70s. And as a consequence, what they predicted was true. If you separate work from income, it'll make the father redundant. And as a result, school dropout rates, drug addictions, violence will increase. And what they predicted was true. And so you've seen the black households disintegrate. The Christian values that defined the glue that held us together was attacked. And so that's what we have today. And so what we're doing at 1776 in the Woodson Center is that we're working with grassroots. If you say that 70% of those households are raising children are dysfunctional, it means 30% are raising them successfully. So we are working with the 30% to help. In some cases, people are being remoralized, and they're taking responsibility. They're marrying. They're raising children that they have. And so it's a matter of going among those suffering the problem and generating a rebirth of moral competence and spiritual recommitment to the values. And so that's what's happening.
So 30% is the silver lining, isn't it?
It is. But nobody focuses on that. No one ever goes in and looks at who has not failed in those communities.
Well, and this is why communication is so important, because my producer was saying, and we went into that commercial, he'd never heard it said like you've just got a new fan because he loves you. That we've never looked at it that way before, because we're always told how bad this country is and but for you to tell us, well, we're the only nation that actually fought a war to stop it and then had the Emancipation Proclamation. We're the only country that did that.
That's true.
We've never looked at that positive part before because we're not told that. We're not taught that. We're taught the negative instead of that silver lining. We're always taught the negative.
And also, that's why we felt that as conservatives, sometimes we need to change the messengers. And that's why a lot of us who are African-American and black, we have decided to sort of reconstitute the civil rights movement. The civil rights movement was led by blacks, but it was joined by all people. So we're seeking to unite America again the way we did in the civil rights movement, a moral and spiritual reuniting of all people to fight against evil is our biggest enemy, not black or white. If you are a drug addict, you're not a black drug addict or white or brown drug. You're a drug addict. And what you need is not help. You need deliverance. There's a difference between help and deliverance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you have a crisis in values and judgment, you need to be delivered from that. And many of our grassroots leaders who are Christ-centered have been very effective in delivering people from their own moral isolation and self doubt, and so we're really encouraged that problems that we're just encouraged.
Well, I think you should be, and I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged to hear the stories. I want to hear more of the stories. I want to be encouraged. I want to know that, you know, we're being separated, and that's for a purpose. You know that as well as I do. Whether they categorize us male or female, straight or homosexual or black or white or yellow or whatever the case may be, left or right, you know, they just want to put us in these corners. And it's a type of class warfare and culture warfare. They don't, Christian and non-Christian, and it just goes on, and they have to label and divide us. And it's time we listen to somebody like you and be united once again, the united people that we know.
Well, we have lots of stories.
Well, I want to hear some more. We've got time. Tell me another story. I'm going to sit here like a little kid.
One that's most inspiring. There's a man that was born in 1839 in Sumter, South Carolina, Robert Smalls, and he was a slave. And he was serving on a supply ship and in during the Civil War. And when the masters on Friday night left him in charge, he commandeered the boat and picked up his family and the family of his crew and put on the hat of his master and went through five Confederate garrisons and turned the ship over to the Union Navy. And for that, the Congress gave him $1,500 reward and also made him an officer, and it convinced Lincoln to let blacks fight in the Civil War. After the war, Smalls, during Reconstruction, became a successful businessman, served in the Congress, went back and purchased the plantation on which he was a slave, and took in the sons and daughters of the slave master who were made destitute by that. There is an act of radical grace.
Redemption. Oh, my goodness. Forgiveness
and
redemption.
Radical grace.
Oh.
Now, if Robert Small, who was a slave, could take in the sons and daughters of the slave master, not only forgive them, but to care for them, how can somebody who's black with a PhD from Harvard with a six-figure income be angry? I don't understand that.
I don't either. Poor oppressed thing.
Yeah,
we're headed into. You stick with me. We're headed into another break. Oh, my goodness. You've made my day. Thank you so much. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you're enjoying this and encouraged. You know, folks, we're in this together. We're in the world together. We're in this fight of the coronaviruses, this invisible enemy, but there's also an invisible enemy that we have been fighting for years. You know what? We are more than conquerors, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment, the fastest hour of the day. Bob, when you were telling your story about Robert Small in Sumter, South Carolina, that happens to be my maiden name. I went there several years ago to visit Sumter, South Carolina, because apparently the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter is my fifth great uncle. So I have that DNA of revolutionary blood running through my veins. But so I've been there, and I know what that area looks like. And so that you really made me cry. You made me cry in that story. So tell us another one, because I like to cry. I like to cry and laugh, because I think it's encouraging, and we just don't hear enough of those.
No, and there are all kinds of, there are all kinds of stories. There was one man in Alabama in 1840, a slave, and he had a very special skill of taking large logs, trees, and building bridges, strong and sturdy bridges. And he became in such demand that he was given a pass to travel anywhere in the South with his slave owner, and eventually they became business partners and both became millionaires.
Wow.
And so there are all kinds of examples from history. There was another man, you've heard the expression, the real McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
The real McCoy.
Yes.
Well, that was a man who was, again, born during slavery, who got an engineering degree, Elias McCoy. And when he applied for a job with the railroad, they gave him the most dangerous and the lowliest job because of his race, and that is to oil the wheels on trains. So what he did was he invented a mechanism that would, a box that could go around the wheel and automatically lubricate the wheels of the train. And he became a millionaire. And when others tried to copy his invention and sell it to companies, companies said, no, we want the real McCoy.
That's awesome. I never heard that story. I've heard that expression all my life, but I never heard the story.
I never heard the truth behind it. And that's what he used his skill. He took an advantage and turned it into a disadvantage and turned it into a prosperous business. And there are all sorts of stories like this from history that the American people, the traffic light that we see was invented by a black man. The whole process of pressing clothes, that was patented by a black inventor. So there are all kinds of examples of how African Americans and blacks have contributed to this country in ways that people don't recognize or understand. And so it's important for that. And my last story is there's a place called Covert, Michigan. Was a town in Michigan that was founded by slaves, ex-slaves, and whites. It is the only town that has never experienced segregation, that blacks and whites lived side by side. They were in the same churches. They worked in the same businesses at a time when blacks could not hold public office in the state of Michigan. They were elected to office. It's the only place that welcomed interracial marriages. So America is just a hotbed of anomalies, innovation, just good-hearted people coming together doing unusual things in the glory of God. But if we keep focusing on our liabilities and our shortcomings, then we won't look for inspirational examples of people who have triumphed in the face of oppression.
And there is that. It does exist, and but it doesn't have to stay that way. And that's,
it doesn't.
And so inspiring. How can, in the last minute here or two, how can my listeners help? I want to have you back, if you're willing to do that, to tell us some more stories.
Sure.
Because it's just so encouraging. But how can we help?
They can help, but certainly we need contributions, but also we need volunteers to spread the word. If you just go on our website, 1776unites.com, and that'll take you to the Woodson website, woodsoncenter.org. Either one, it'll give you a complete description of what we are doing and how you can contribute. There's a donate button there. Of course, we need your help. We're fighting against, as you say, wickedness in high places, and they are well funded.
Oh yes.
1776 ran a $2.3 million ad doing the Oscars and also doing the basketball championships. So we're fighting against. This is a David and Goliath battle here, folks, and we could really use your help.
And Goliath just took three little stones at his slingshot. I mean, not Goliath, I mean David. Goliath, so.
Yeah.
But and we will beat this. We absolutely will. You know,
I
just have this feeling of encouragement listening to you and even what the nation's going through right now. It's hard times for people. And it's hit here, it's hit everywhere. But you know what? I just have this feeling that we're going to come out better.
I do too.
I have that feeling and that hope, and I don't believe that's by accident. Because I'm an optimistic person, but it's different than that. I just have this feeling that things are going to be better. And
as we say, a setback is a setup for a comeback.
Well, I did a study with Henry Blackaby, Experiencing God, one time. And in there he says, before change, there's always some great event, some kind of catastrophic event in your life or in anyone's life or even in a nation before change takes place. And sometimes we have to be shocked to actually look beyond and see what the reality of things are. And I'm so encouraged by your stories. It almost makes me angry that we didn't learn these stories in school, that we haven't been taught that, and it ought to be preached from the pulpits and everywhere else that, you know, God invented, God made every one of us. He created every one of us, and we're all equal, and we need to be standing together, and we'll get through this. I really believe we're headed for better times. Thank you, Bob, and we'll try and get you back on real soon. I want to hear more stories. God bless you. Go to 1776. God bless you. 1776unites.com. That's 1776unites.com or thewoodsoncenter.org. You know, I was so encouraged by him and his stories. They speak to my heart, and I know they must speak to your heart. I hope your children were listening today, and they know that America is a great nation. That doesn't mean we can't improve. We can always improve. But standing together is how we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.